Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and the, well, God, there's like 40 or 50 different internet platforms we're on. But the bottom line is, you could be anywhere in the entire world. And right now, you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight in history. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm an award-winning writer, former four-time Golden Glove champion. And I've been doing this for a little while, a couple of weeks anyway, 34-plus years now. I'm going to celebrate 35 years next month, September 2018. Good Lord, man, that's a long, long time, 35 years of radio. Bottom line is, I started this when I was 10 years old, so I'm only 45. Open phone lines. We're talking mixed martial arts now. Of course, UFC 227 in the rearview mirror, live from the Staples Center in Southern California. Man, the main event, TJ Dillashaw. We'll hear from him, still the world bantamweight champion. But the surprise of surprises in the minds of many, but did not if you listen to the show, Henry Cejudo, unseated Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse, the world flyweight champion, the longest reigning champion in the UFC, I believe, in history, maybe. He had this title longer than anybody else. He beat a whole lot of guys down the stretch. He beat Henry once before, but Henry was only a baby. Like, he only had a couple of UFC fights, like his second fight in the UFC. Now, he is the UFC 125-pound champion. Guess what he did after the fight? Well, we'll hear what he did after the fight. We'll hear from Henry Cejudo after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment text line. I got a few of them going on right now. Text 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So we're talking MMA until 40 minutes past hour. No switch gears. Go back to boxing with Johnny Signorello. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Henry Cejudo, twice beat MMA fighter, 2008 Olympic gold medalist. That's right, a gold medalist over in Beijing. Not like, you know, Ronda Rousey coming up with the bronze and bottom liners. No, no. He's a gold medalist. He's a king. And, you know, it was only a matter of time before Olympic gold medals really started to prevail in, as far as combat sports concerned, wrestling, you know, MMA, things like that. Because in boxing, the best Olympic boxers usually go on and usually become pretty good boxing champions as a pro. I mean, think about it. Most of the United States champions, as far as the great fighters are concerned, all were Olympic champions. Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, and go on and on. But the bottom line is, if you got an Olympic gold medal behind you, usually means you can fight a bit. Bottom line is, now in the world of mixed martial arts, of course, 1993, 25 years old as far as the sport's concerned, but it's coming around. Last night, Saturday night, of course, UFC 227 at the Staples Center, Southern California, baby, City of Angels, Henry Cejudo, the twice beaten, I said, 2008 Olympic gold medalist as a wrestler, amateur wrestler, a world champion. Guess what? He comes back and he stops Demetrius Johnson's title reign with a split decision. 48-47, 48-47, and 48-47. One judge thought that Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson, was the winner with a 48-47 score. Of course, if we've got a five-round fight and it's 48-47, that means it boils down to 3-2, okay, as far as the final score is concerned. So in the minds of many, that fight went into the fifth round last night, even at 2-2. At the end of the day, Henry Cejudo, now the world 125-pound champion, and talking a lot of smack.
Ladies and gentlemen, after five rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for decision. Rob McCarthy scores the contest 48-47, Cejudo. Marcos Rosales scores it 48-47, Johnson. And Sal Diavano scores the contest 48-47 for the winner.
Yeah! up right. Henry Cejudo, you just shocked the world.
I most definitely did. I want to say thank you to California. I was born in the ghetto streets of South Central LA in a two-bedroom apartment, literally 10 minutes away from here, Joe. And I will be here, you know, beat probably the greatest of all time from being knocked down in the first round. And I couldn't do it without my team, my support system. Captain Eric Alberez, who's been with me since 2004. My training partner, Bruno Bulldoginho. My agent, Ali. Alan, my coach. Santino, everything, putting this thing together. And I want to thank my mentor, Dave Zolan, man. Without you, actually, this bout isn't even mine, Joe. This bout is for Dave Zolan, my mentor, who I love very much. This is for you, Dave. Thank you for believing in me.
Henry, I want to take this back. Henry, I want to take this back to the first round. Something crazy happened to your ankle in the first round. What was that? It seemed like your leg, you can take a look at the big screen, you can see it. Your leg gave out. There was something wrong with your ankle right away. What was that?
It was a little calf crusher that Demetrius hit me with. It hurt. I tried to step on it again. I couldn't find my balance. So
it was a nerve thing?
I think so. It was muscle.
So you recover from that. You go into the second round, you manage to take him down. What were you thinking then? Was that now going to be your strategy?
Absolutely. No, I think it was all along. I've always told when I had my interview with Daniel Cormier, I said, how are you going to win this fight? And I said, composure. I says, I had the time, I have the techniques, the tactics. It was pretty much just a composure thing.
Headed into the final round, it looked to be 2-2 to us. Did you think that?
I thought so. But again, man, Demetrius, he's fast, man. He may not hit the hardest, but he is one fast dude. I just had to hold my composure, and I came out victorious, Joe.
Well, this was unquestionably the greatest flyweight championship bout in the history of the sport. Congratulations on an unbelievable, spectacular victory. You are now the UFC flyweight champion of the world.
Thank you so much, Joe. I don't know where Dana White is. Dana White.
He's probably sitting down. Everybody needs to sit down right now. Everybody's blown away by your performance here.
Again, Joe, from being knocked out, I didn't even last the whole full round day. But I'm sorry,
Two
Joe.
Two years later,
I come and I defeat the man, the myth, the legend, Demetrius Johnson. But wherever Dana White is, I felt disrespected this whole time. You know, and America is all about winners, Joe. And the winner of this next bout, Joe, I want to fight that guy. I want to fight the winner at 135 pounds. I deserve it. Olympic champion, now UFC champion. Now give me the best at 135 pounds. Demetrius Johnson didn't go up. They don't have to come down. I'm going up. I want that belt too.
The new champ, ladies and gentlemen, Henry Cejudo. All right, I'm here with Mighty Mouse, ladies and gentlemen. Give us your thoughts on the fight.
It was a great fight. Henry Cejudo was tough. Had a great game plan. I was really trying to bang out his legs. I could see he was staying across, letting me cross distance, and I just kept kicking the legs, and he's a big dude. Each time he got on top of me, he would hold, and, you know, congrats to Henry.
When you were going into the fifth round, did you feel like it was even?
Yeah, I thought it was even. You know, I felt like when he took me down, there was nothing really significant that he was doing. He was just passing my guard. But he's a big dude, and I could feel each time we would clash, I would hit him, and then he would get like four shots off. Nothing really landed clean to like rock me, but he's a champ now.
Was there anything surprising about this fight to you?
No. I knew Henry Cejudo was going to be tough. I knew he was going to be an A game. He's just a big dude and strong.
What happens now?
I go back home. My beautiful wife's at home. She's going to give. We're going to have our third child and recover and see what's next.
Well, congratulations on your third child. Can't wait to see you again, sir. Mighty Mouse Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
No doubt about it, a classy guy, but a guy that just, I mean, he had all those title offenses, but I would never wanted to watch him. I don't know. Maybe I disrespected 125 pounds, or maybe, I don't know what it was, but somehow I had this blind eye towards Demetrius Johnson, and of course I carried that bias all the way up until today. I wanted Cejudo to beat him down. I mean, I really did. I thought that Henry Cejudo was more colorful. He's an American gold medalist, of course, and we love that, baby. We love to have our own, no doubt about it. Especially when they're king. An Olympic champion becoming UFC champion, just like an Olympic champion becoming a world boxing champion, is a significant statement, especially for the country from which they come from. Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, it comes to you each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 2 hours of boxing and then MMA live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Demetrius Johnson going home for that, going to have his third child. Maybe it's time to hang it up. I mean, you know, if he can't win at 125, he can't be the champion. I always thought if you can't be the champion, why, you know, why stick around? Especially when the punishment, I mean, all the punishment is involved here, man. The guys just don't get away. Like, it's not like going to the ballpark, you know, losing a baseball game. It's just not that way. This takes time off your life. I think these fights really take time off people's lives, take time off the clock. If people say to me, you know, I think you're exaggerating. No, I box. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Demetrius Johnson now, 27-3 with a draw. Give him props, the world flyweight champion for a long time, but no longer. And, of course, now my man wanting to step up to 135. Speaking of 135, after the break, we're from the 135-pound UFC champion, T.J. Dillashaw. That's right, Dillashaw. Will he accept the challenge? Will he accept the 125-pound to move it up to 135? He said he was going to go down to 125 and fight Johnson. Remember that? See what happens. See what T.J. has to say. T.J. Dillashaw, still the world bantamweight champion. He'll be live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network next. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, talking mixed martial arts, baby.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
UFC 227, a major hit, no doubt about that. As far as the live gate was concerned, I think the pay-per-view will be less than stellar as far as the amount of revenue brought in. I think the UFC is going to the well far too much. I mean, once a month, they don't have the stars, I think, really to go once a month on pay-per-view. But, in fact, I'll run this card down here. I mean, think about it this way. Was this worth $75 last night? $75. Think about it. Demetrius Johnson, of course, losing the world flyweight champion to Henry Cejudo, flyweight championship. There's a good fight. Maybe that's a good fight worth $35. Maybe not $70. But and how about the co-feature? I'm talking about the T.J. Dillashaw stopping Cody Garbrandt, the former champion, and retaining the championship. So those two fights right there, are they worth $70? So that's what I'm trying to say. Is there a $70? Is it worth it anyway? The bottom line is T.J. Dillashaw, a class act at one point in time. Then he left, Team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento became the how do I put this? He was like a pariah as far as Sacramento MMA is concerned. I mean, he was a god up there, and then he won the title and he left, and now he's still the world bantamweight champ. I guess they can't talk too much smack about him, but the bottom line is he looked stellar last night. T.J. Dillashaw, post-fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 10 seconds of the very first round. Declaring the winner by Cheap KO, and still the undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world, T.J. Dillashaw.
There can be no doubt. The winner and still champ, T.J. Dillashaw. How does that feel?
Feels good and always, man. I gotta say, my Bang Muay Thai is tight. Happy birthday to Dwayne Ludwig. It's his birthday today. This belt is his. It's going to him.
You guys had some wild exchanges before you clipped him. You've got a good mouse under your right eye. Were you stunned at any time during that first round?
Oh, he cut me good, you know. But nothing to where I wasn't there, you know?
What was different about your strategy coming in? It seemed like he was more kick-heavy. Did you anticipate that? What did you think was going to be different about this fight?
I expect him to want to counter my kicks, so I was going to wait. I know he likes to lead with that right hand, so I was just going to time it and throw my own, and that's what happened.
This has got to be the sweetest thing for you, because not only does this cement you as the UFC bantamweight champion, you make a very good argument as being the best bantamweight of all time.
I am the best bantamweight of all time. That's it. The best bantamweight of all time. Here, right now.
Now, Henry Cejudo won the flyweight title before this fight and said that he wants to come up and fight you at 135 pounds. I think that would be a fantastic fight.
Bring it, baby. Let's do this.
Enjoy it, sir.
One thing, I got to have a big thanks to Dr. Neil Rorden, as well as Dr. Mora. They even helped me get to this fight. I mean, I went through a lot, man. I went through a lot to get here. I wasn't going to turn this fight down. I want to get here at Staples Center and perform in front of you guys. So Los Angeles, man, let me hear it. Thank you so much for coming out. I love this. I love the fight. You see a smile on my face every time I come out. I'm here to bang. I'm here to knock you out.
The champ, ladies and gentlemen, T.J. Dillashaw.
Born in Sonora, California, the two-time UFC bantamweight champion. I don't know if the greatest bantamweight of all time. You know, this sport's only been around since, like, 1993. So can you really say, like, the greatest of all time? Maybe the greatest for a quarter century, but not the greatest of all time. I guess maybe if a quarter century is all time. But the bottom line is, you know, saying the guys are the greatest of all time in a sport which is still developing. I mean, the UFC, I think the heavyweight champion's got 3 title offenses. That was a record. You know, come on, man. 3 title offenses. When in boxing has been 3 title offenses, when has that been a record for a division? I don't think so. Not for a long time. Bottom line is, the UFC and the world of mixed martial arts, there's so many different ways to win or lose that you just really can't build a record or a legacy. It's really, really tough. I mean, unless you're a super dominant guy. Speaking of dominant guys, how about Khabib at 155 pounds taking on Conor McGregor? Seems like Conor's been pushed into a corner here. Evidently, the UFC got Conor out of some of that legal trouble he got into back there in New York City. So in order for, and it was a bit of a trade. In other words, you get me off this beef, get me a little free pass here. I pay a fine, maybe do some community service, something like that, and I'll come fight for the UFC. That was the deal that went down. So Dana White and his people sent all the lawyers out that they could. And he went out there and they lobbied for him. Of course, he paid fines. He said this and he said that. And he apologized. And, of course, Conor, being the most responsible guy in the world of mixed martial arts, you know, he's not. He's a bit of a nut. I mean, I don't know if you can ever get him disciplined enough to make 155 pounds again. And if he did make 155, would he even be serious? Because once you make supposedly $100 million, even if he made 50 fighting Floyd Mayweather, if he made $50 million, what would motivate you to fight a guy like Khabib, a monster that's 24-0? What would motivate you to fight him for a lousy $3 or $4 million? Because that's the most he's ever going to get from the UFC. He's not going to get more than that. No way, no how. Doesn't matter if it was the biggest UFC event in the world, he's not getting the kind of coin he got to fight Floyd Mayweather. Why? Different game, baby. Different world. Of course, Floyd, talking about doing his thing in the world of mixed martial arts, he's definitely changed his mind now. He's not going to delve into the world of MMA. Those photo shots you saw of him, you know, running around the cage, the octagon, in that gym, that MMA gym in Vegas, was just that, a publicity stunt. Floyd pulled your leg again. Hey, what can I say? He does it all the time. Of course, the man that excited boxing fans for like 25 years. No. Floyd was the most boring boxer I ever watched in my life. Nothing made me appreciate him other than the fact that I thought he was a stellar amateur who took that stellar amateur style and created it into an unbeatable professional style. He outboxed guys. He never outfought guys. And give him credit for that. Maybe he won't suffer brain damage or CTE down the road. But as far as being exciting was concerned, I mean, he was about exciting. He was like, no, he wasn't. A wet fart. That's what I would give Floyd Mayweather all the excitement of. I just never got off on his fights, even though I admired the fact that he was as dedicated as he was. I mean, I saw him do a workout here in San Francisco. He opened it up, I think, by throwing 3,000 jabs on a bag. 3,000 jabs. That was just to start the workout out. Then he jumped rope. Then he did shadow box. He went back on the mitts. Did some sparring as well. I mean, he is a complete athlete. But as far as a complete fighter is concerned, maybe not so. Floyd Mayweather, anyway. Not doing his thing in the world of MMA. They will announce the Khabib Conor McGregor fight once they get McGregor's name on a contract. That's going to be tough, I think. I think that once now the UFC's got him off, I think Conor's going to go back to being coy and being Conor. In other words, you know, I want more money, more money, more money, more money. And the UFC can never match the money that he got as far as Floyd Mayweather is concerned. Some of the other fights on the card last night, it wasn't all that impressive. Of course, if you're a UFC fan, you get off on the fights on Fight Pass. You get to watch these fights on, you know, UFC on Fox and things like that. It's all really cool. But the bottom line is they want you to spend your money on pay-per-view. And I'm looking at these pay-per-view cards, and it's just not cards worthy of spending your money on pay-per-view. I mean, you've got to, how can I put this? There's got to be more than one or two fights there. You've got to be really intrigued. You really want to watch these fights. Those fights last night, they were good fights. I really wanted to see Henry Cejudo win. I really wanted to see this 2008 Olympic gold medalist do his thing. I mean, that was my main goal in watching the card. But I don't know if I would have been inclined to pay $70 to do it. You just have to think of the money factor. Of course, last night, 17,000 people, 18,000 watched it live at the Staples Center. $2.8 million was the gate. Give him props, of course. TJ Dillashaw, the winner. Henry Cejudo, the winner. Also winners on the card, Renato Makino stopped Cub Swanson with a submission, a rear noke choke. That came at 4:15 in round number one. J.J. Aldrich in a woman's strawweight bout, that's 115 pounds, I believe. Yeah, beat Pollyanna Viana. That was a decision. Another decision fight. Thiago Santos beat Kevin Holland. As far as the preliminary card in FX was concerned, no names. There wasn't any names. And guess what? There was 1, 2, 3, 4 decisions on that card. Not good in the world of the UFC. People don't want to see decisions when they watch mixed martial arts. They want to see punctuation marks, definitive endings. In other words, you know, where you don't have to scratch your head and say, who do you think won? I don't know. Who do you think I am? You know, no. You don't want to do that. But you've got decisions here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fights out of 12. 7 fights of the 12 fights went to a decision last night. Man, that's not good. That's not good. People say that's competent matchmaking, you know, the fact that there's no mismatches. Well, I don't know. I don't think you want to sit there. I don't think the people at the Staples Center want to sit there through all those decisions last night. I know if I bought a $1,000 seat or a $1,500 seat to sit there and watch it from cage side, the last thing I want to do is watch all these fights go the route. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 fights out of 12 went to decision. Of course, a TKO and a knee. Of course, that was the KO of Cody Garbrandt in the main event. The Johnson fight went the route. Cub Swanson got stopped. And, of course, the other stoppage on the card was Alex Perez stopping Jose Torres, guys that we don't know. That was a flyweight bout, and that came at the first round, of course. And also, Zhang Wel. Who's Zhang Wel? That's It's a girl. Yeah, from the China. She's from Chinese. I don't know. They don't have a bio on her here, but she beat Danielle Taylor. That was the unanimous night across the board, 29-28, or 2-1. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast, and we're going to switch gears at 40 minutes past hour and bring in my man, John Signorelli. We're going to talk a little boxing, of course. But right now, the subject is UFC, as far as the future is concerned. I mean, UFC 228, the next big pay-per-view card on the horizon is, of course, Tyrone Woodley, the former, well, the current world welterweight champion, of course, 170 pounds. He's a good fighter, no doubt about it. He's also going to be defending that title in a co-feature. Nico Montano is a women's flyweight champion. He's defending that title against Valentina Shevchenko. Shevchenko could fight. She really could. How she lost that last time, a bit of an upset. But guess what? As I said, so many ways to win or lose in the world of mixed martial arts, they just never know. Anyway, this UFC 228 fight card, it's got one, two, three, four women's fights. Take that back. Three women's fights on the card. God, it took me three times to say that. Of course, a flyweight fight, the women's strawweight bout. Jessica Andrade taking on Carolina Kay. That's going to be a great fight as well. And Carla Esparza taking on Tatiana Suarez. The women are going to be expected to hold up the major part of this pay-per-view. Can they do it? Can they do it? Chicks always come to fight, baby. They deliver. Women deliver in the world of mixed martial arts and boxing as well. Why? Because they realize the entire world's watching them. And if they puss out, you know, girls shouldn't fight anyway. They don't want that. They don't want that stigma. That's why they always give it their all. Women combat sports fighters, they give it, baby. 100%, 200% each time out. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll switch gears, talk boxing next up with Johnny Signorelli of Las Vegas, Nevada, live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Boxing taking front and center stage, baby. I'll talk about the middle of September, of course. Mexican Independence Day. It means the bottom of the ticket. Yeah, the Mexican holiday, of course. But the Mexicans rock and roll Las Vegas, of course, in May and September. They've taken over the town twice a year, no doubt about that. In September, it'll be the big fight. Canelo Alvarez, of course, the guy that turned up dirty for steroids in the last fight, of course, he's going to take them back in training. He's going to take on Gennady Golovkin in a rematch. Of course, Golovkin claiming he's the cleanest guy on the planet. I don't know. I think he's gotten old overnight. I think he's going to maybe suffer the same consequences that Sergey Kovalev suffered last night. When you get old and you get old, guess what? Things happen. Bottom line is, the man that knows more about boxing than anybody on the planet is John Signorella. And Johnny Sig, what's happening there? Is Gennady Golovkin getting old before my eyes, like Kovalev is getting old and fading one night?
It very well could be, Pete, but here's what's up, brother. He's fought some really good opposition in his last two fights, in Canelo and Danny Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it'll pump the brakes a little bit on knocking people out and looking stellar every single time. Now, having said that, yes, he's getting a little bit older. I'm interested in seeing if he actually steps on the gas a little bit sooner this time. Because the last time he was very apprehensive against Canelo. He gave him too much respect, I felt. Again, easier said than done. Like I always say, I'm the guy on the couch drinking the beer watching this thing. And also, the interesting aspect would be to see if Canelo looks a little hindered from his previous performances, because guess what? He's not on that tainted meat anymore. So,
Are you implying that he was on performance-enhancing drugs before? That he actually fought under them?
Absolutely, man. I can't buy this tainted meat stuff. You got to be more responsible. Even if that was the case, like, first of all, they had that response awfully fast. So they had, like, their alibi, like, pre-made, preset. Like, this is what we're going to blame it on, you know? And if they even had to consider that, then why would you put yourself in a position, because you're showing that you have knowledge that this can happen? So that's just negligent in itself.
Well, the kind of money he's got, he could have done like Ronald Reagan and bought his own cows.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he could have bought his own cows. Or he could have went
and saw... There's no excuse for this, buddy.
He should have went and saw Pepino Cuevas. Pepino Cuevas, the former world welterweight champion, is a butcher down there in Mexico. So he could have went and saw Pepino, you know? Anyway,
he could have his own taco truck.
Taco trucks and combat sports don't mix. Ask Cain Velasquez. Ooh.
Very, very good.
Man, the guy gained like 80 pounds between fights. Speaking of gaining weight, Tyson Fury, is the weight coming off?
Yeah, man, he looks stellar. Have you seen this guy?
No, I have, but I wanted to hear it from you.
Hey, man, I tell you what, he's shed at least 100 pounds. Very, very motivating stuff I'm seeing on social media. Seems like he's really busting his bonds, bro.
Hold on one second. Hold on, Johnny, hold on one second. Go on.
Well, you know what? We talked about this.
Hold on, one more time.
Earlier.
Yeah. I can't fight right now because, you know, I'm coked up. I can't fight and I'm psychologically a mess. So go on.
Those are some videos, funny videos that he put out there, weren't they?
They were. They were. But that's what happens when you're on blow. Your mind's nuts.
I've never done it before, bro, but I can only imagine. But, you know, for me, it's like having him back in the heavyweight division is always going to be a good thing, because what a mouthpiece he is. And now they're talking about having him face Deontay Wilder. Oh, my God, that press tour.
Major mistake. Major, major mistake. He should just
agree.
He should just go with the Joshua fight in front of 90,000 people, man, and that's it.
Are you talking about Fury going for it?
Yeah, I'm talking about Fury. Yeah. I would make Wilder wait. If I was Fury, I would get myself together. I'd have this fight right here, be impressive, go out there and take care of this guy next week in a couple of weeks, and say, you know what, Joshua, you and I need to do this. We can do this. If you want to wait until April, I'm down with that. But, you know, after you fight Povetkin or whoever you want to fight, we can do our thing. The bottom line is, that's the fight that needs to be done, Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. Why? Because I think it'll grab more global interest than Wilder and him.
Oh, I agree. It'd be the biggest fight probably in heavyweight history in terms of, like, revenue because of the modern times we live in. And plus, like, what it would mean for the UK and the economy over there. We were talking plus 100,000 seats easily, concessions, all that stuff that goes along with it, marketing and all that, you know. But this is what happens when, you know, Joshua's guy, Eddie Hearn, you know, that he's playing with fire now because he doesn't want to do deals with, you know, Wilder, and now Wilder had to look elsewhere. Tyson Fury became relevant again. You know, I think that Eddie Hearn was trying to steal Wilder, bring him on as his own app network, that there's this whole thing going on with that negotiation in terms of trying to get that fight done, originally meaning Joshua and Wilder. So now you created this mess, and I think that the most logical thing for Wilder and Fury is to cash in right now and take roll the dice. I think Wilder flattens him. I think he knocks Fury out at this point, but we'll see what happens.
And you know, I had some good times in the UK. I went over there for a Prince Nassim Ahmed fight. He took on Vahjani Bungu, and of course, he came in on a magic carpet. I think we were indoor, Wembley's indoor arena, and it was sold out. The Rolling Stones were there. Puff Daddy was there. In fact, that's when I walked away so unimpressed with Puff Daddy. And he was Puff Daddy at the time. Of course, talk about P. Diddy or Sean Combs, call him what you want. But the bottom line is, Ahmed loved him. And why? Because Puff Daddy had the best weed.
Well, look at the name right there. The name says it all.
He had the best.
That's the guy you want to roll with.
How did I know that? Because Ron Wood told me that, dude, the Rolling Stones, right? I go, because he was kissing Puff Daddy's ass, following him all over the place. I'm saying to myself, why is there a Rolling Stone falling and fainting for Puff Daddy? Sean Combs, what's going on here? So we're sitting at the urinal in this club, and I had to tell you where we're at. We're in the men's room. In this club in some part of London after the fight, I said to him, I said, what's the thing with you and Puff Daddy? What's so good about this guy? He's got the best damn weed, man. Well, that's what it was all about, Puff Daddy having the best weed. Of course, talking about Sean Combs, he had a role in the world of boxing, as did Prince Nassim Ahmed back in a while. Speaking of Ahmed, have you seen him lately? He looks, he's taller laying down than he is standing up.
He looks like he's been on the Johnny Sig Las Vegas all-you-could-eat-and-drink buffet diet.
Hey, for a long, 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 long time. Now let's talk 160 right now. Peter Quillin was a winner last night over Dion Love. And is Quillin 160-pounder, 168-pounder, or is he a guy that took off a long time because Al Haymon gave him money not to fight, and now he can't get down to the weight?
That's a great question. I mean, last night he did fight at 168. He's got a lot of issues there. If he fights a guy like David Benavidez, Gilberto Ramirez, you know, there's a lot of names there. 160, that's another one. I mean, wherever he goes, he's got to be in top form, you know. I know he went through some trials and tribulations. Again, we're talking a lot about, like, psychological battles today. We mentioned Tyson Fury and Devin Alexander, you know, having drug addictions, whether it be cocaine or pills or whatever. You know, and I know that Kid Chalfant, he went through some serious mental issues after the loss to Danny Jacobs, the first-round knockout. So it's really a matter if he could get himself in top form. Last night, to be honest with you, he didn't look that great. I mean, he had moments where he did the things he used to do, but I think, again, when you get knocked out in that fashion, it's like putting your hand on that stove and getting burned. You're very, very hesitant to go do that again and take certain risks that are required to be an entertaining fighter. He's in a tough weight class. I think 168 and 160 are two of the best, like, in terms of, like, activity fighters and guys that could take you out with their activity and their power. He's in a tough spot there. He's going to really have to go back to the drawing board and get some work in.
I won't say who told me Zerto Ramirez wasn't the real deal, but he was associated with the World Boxing Organization. I could just say that. But this guy, David Benavidez, out of Southern California, WBC guy, he looks like he excites me. I'm excited to watch him, but I don't get to see him enough.
You know, exactly. And that's exactly the point I was going to make. Last week you asked me, or one of our callers or texters, asked, like, who's the guy that gets you going right now as far as action fighters and entertainment. And he slipped my mind. And he's the best one there is, in my opinion. But, like you said right there, the lack of TV exposure, you know. So hopefully, like, ESPN and all these networks, once they get their apps and everything else sorted out, we start to see these guys more because this is where boxing thrives.
Okay, Top Rank just signed a 7-year deal with ESPN. I guess they're going to do stuff on ESPN Plus as well. And I think that's great for the sport. I really do. I think that ESPN is... As long as they keep it on ESPN, don't make you pay for it, I think that's a great, great market.
I agree, man. You know, I mean, what a time it is to be involved in combat sports. In particular, right now, boxing's on fire. And the demand seems like it's there. People are talking about it more and more frequently. Yes, I live in Vegas, so it's a fight city. I get it. But even the rumblings from back home, people that fell off are now starting to catch back on. And 54 fights per year for 7 years? Man, and then plus you throw in whatever HBO has to offer. It looks like they're trying again. Yeah. Showtime's definitely there. Now you got the Eddie Hearn DAZN app, which promised, I think, 24 fights a year. You know, so we're talking a whole lot of boxing, man.
David Benavidez, 20-0, of course, out of Phoenix, Arizona, looking stellar in his last fight. And not only does he look stellar, not only does he fight impressively, he talks a good game. I like, you know, you've got to be able to talk a little bit. He talks a good game.
Well, that's it, man. You got to have the mouthpiece. You got to have the soundbite. You know, stories and articulation is what sells me to a fighter. Where you come from and how you explain yourself, and okay. I think that's what gravitates towards people.
Okay. As far as 168 pounds is concerned, there's some class there. There's no doubt about it. Of course, you guys, as I said, the aforementioned Gilberto Ramirez, Zerto Ramirez, George Groves gets a lot of props from BoxRec. Why is he getting props at 168 when he was a 54 pounder? Wasn't he?
Yeah, but here's what's up, man. You know, he's wrapping up that 168 World Boxing Super Series tournament mm-hmm. that unfortunately had no U.S. television deal, which I think was insane. In particular, the cruiserweight version of that was amazing. Terrible that it wasn't on U.S. TV. I had to find my sources to watch that. But here's what's up. He's taking on Callum Smith, and I believe that fight commences in September, if I'm not mistaken.
September 28th.
And, there you go. So he cleans out the division then at 168. Where does he go from here? He's been around a long time. You got guys like Jose Uscata guy coming up, who's a really good fighter. Again, like anyone that's going to fight in these weight divisions, you have to be on your game. You can't show really any weaknesses because these kids are coming out, and they're coming to take you out.
Callum Smith, 24-0. He'll be fighting on the King Abdullah Sports City in Jeddah. Where the hell is that?
Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, man.
Saudi
Arabia.
Like
WWE event over there.
I've been to Dubai, folks. I don't want to go all back. Right. I don't want to. Believe me, I've been to 34 countries around the world. Some many, many times. Some many times. But I never, ever, 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 ever want to go back to Saudi Arabia or Dubai. Sorry, you can have it.
See, I'm a guy that's into like buildings and whatnot. The buildings, it looks tremendous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But women are oppressed over there, and it's like, you know.
Oh, okay.
In Dubai, you got two types of women there. Women with burqas. And women without burqas. The women without burqas are hookers. The women with burqas live there. So you see, it was a weird place. It was a weird place to try to socialize in. I went downstairs. I was staying at the Hotel Moscow. I went downstairs, and there were like 80 bras in the room in this club, right? And I said to myself, man, there's a lot of chicks here, man. There's a lot of chicks here. And the guy says to me, you idiot, this place is a bordello. You know, I mean, I didn't realize
I love how every... I love how every episode we do, a hooker comes up somehow.
Hey, what can I say? There's sex in it. Sex sells, no doubt about it. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Signorelli, of course, our ace here, talking boxing. We're talking 168. We're talking 160-pound fight, of course. Canelo Alvarez and Johnny Golovkin are going to go down. Is there a pick yet on that one for you?
Yeah, I think Triple G stops him this time. I think he comes out more aggressively. I think Canelo stands the Flintstone vitamins, as we like to call it. It doesn't look the same. I think Triple G just steps on the gas and gets done what I thought he could have done the first time around.
Amazing. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Sig, we'll see you next week. Take care of the YouTube page. You're the king of YouTube, baby.
Thank you, Pedro. Thank you so much for having me on, buddy.
Say hello to the old lady for me.
Will do, my friend. Thank you.
All right. The great John Signorella on Sports Byline.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
UFC's got an event coming up August the 25th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, folks. Talk about a pretty decent main event here, because I'm telling you, this guy can really fight. I'm talking about Justin, how do you say this, Gaeth. Of course, taking on James Zick, but Gaeth can really fight. He's a lightweight. I think he's a guy to watch. We'll see what happens in that main event. Of course, James Zick can fight as well. Michael Johnson, Andre Feely. Andre Feely in the co-main event, and Courtney Casey in a women's strawweight bout taking on Angela Hill. Jake Ellenberger, a UFC veteran, is on the card. As far as the rest of the names are concerned, I don't know there's too many recognizable guys here. Of course, that's going to be a pretty good fight card, but it's going to be UFC Fight Night. Of course, that comes to you on Fox Sports, and Fox Sports 1 just rocks and roll. Give them some props. Of course, if they want to put this on Fight Pass, that's a bit of a pain in the butt. Because Fight Pass, you have to pay $10 a month for. But August 25th, the next card on USC, of course, USC will be Fox Sports 1 will carry the card. Pretty good card, no doubt about that. As far as the rest of the year is concerned, in the USC, we'll talk about that in depth next week. But boxing, coming up next week, that's why boxing's rocking and rolling, too. Of course, you can always catch boxing now that Bob Arum signed this big contract with ESPN on Saturday nights. Of course, you've got the ESPN Plus app. I think it's $4 a month. They're going to have fights on that as well. Of course, they had the Terrence Crawford fight of a fortnight ago. That was on the app. Take it back, the Manny Pacquiao fight with Lucas Matese. Of course, speaking of Manny Pacquiao, am I supposed to give him props because he beat up Matese? Yeah, you got to give him some props for that, because man, Lucas Matese could fight. Lucas Matese could really punch. Lucas Matese was a formidable foe. I thought Lucas was going to win, but Lucas didn't land a single punch. Why? Manny Pacquiao, maybe on low swim-some vitamins, baby, but he looked young. Darted in and out, had good speed, good punches, good power. Can I say, Manny on vitamins, hard to beat. Manny off vitamins, easy to beat. Coincidence? No. Cheating in sports, as far as combat sports concerned, should be prohibited, and you're banned. Once you get caught once, you got to go. Flintstone vitamins, performance-enhancing drugs, steroids. Golfing is okay. Baseball's okay. Not combat sports. You're tuned in to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tower of Power to the break. I thank you so much for tuning in. If you listen to any show in the world, you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.